Welcome to Total Engagement with Matt Kuhn, Monday morning version. I'm going to do this when I can, guys, and give you some short reaction when we have big weekends. And turns out there's more and more big weekends happening. Right now in my life, I have Beatles Week starting at my music school, which means it's going to be a really fucking busy week. But what I'm going to try to do is at least once a week, and eventually in the fall, probably every day, give you a short version of the show. Then we'll have our big show of Total Engagement on Wednesday, and maybe a bonus episode towards the weekend. But lots to talk about, but we're going to do so in a quick time and get you in and out of here and off to your day as quickly as possible with a little bit of wrestling opinion from a fan to the fans here on Total Engagement on MLW Radio Network, partnered with our good friends over at WrestleZone.com. Lots of great feedback about our bonus show we did over the weekend. Lots of feedback about my pronunciation of certain people and some fact-checking that took place over my New Japan knowledge. Hey, like I said, guys, I'm a newer fan. So if I don't have everything 100% right, that's because I don't know everything. And hopefully I gave some of you a little bit of knowledge about New Japan if you've never tried it before. And for those of you who are offended because I tried and I pronounced something wrong, or I didn't mention that Jay White was born in New Zealand but trained in England, instead of saying he's from England, I apologize. But let's get to the show right away. So, instant reaction about Extreme Rules. Brock Lesnar is the new champion. He cashed in the money in the bank. I love it. I think you need a star on top. And Seth Rollins isn't a star. He's never been a star. He's not someone who's going to go on, I'm so old, I was about to say Regis and Kathy Lee. He's not someone who's going to go on Morning with Kelly or Good Morning America and be your guy. He's a placeholder at best. And I think it was worth giving a try to because he's worked his ass off. He's a great wrestler. But he's not the guy. Brock Lesnar is a star, and they need stars right now, especially kicking things up into the next era of WWE as they're trying to recover from these fucking low ratings. Now, as soon as I cover a couple more things, I'm going to give you the final piece of the puzzle that I think should happen for Raw and SmackDown to really turn themselves around. And I don't think you're going to like it, but we'll see. So what else happened this weekend? Well, we had Fight for the Fallen. If you watched, if you didn't, it was okay. It was long. It was too long. There were some good matches. And I will say that overall, it was a good show. I think overall, it helps the cause of All Elite Wrestling. I will also say that something we forget is that unlike other wrestling organizations, they don't have TV. So we're judging them completely on these pay-per-views. We're saying, hey, these are good matches or these aren't good matches, or I didn't like what this character did or that character did. Hey guys, don't forget, they are exposing us to new characters every single time and they're building up interest in these people. You know, you might not like the matches all the time, but at the same time, it's not like we watch a pay-per-view and judge it completely on their matches. We judge it on storyline and how it's resolved, and not just the quality of the matches, although, of course, it's important. That being said, Fight for the Fallen had some great matches, in particular, Kenny Omega versus Shima, I thought was a fantastic match. Overall, though, I think it was a bit long, and I think the crowd died towards the end because the Cody and Young Bucks and Dustin match maybe went a little long and it was a little hot for too long. We also had the G1 show. I haven't watched any of that yet because I had to mow my lawn and it's like 95 degrees and I almost died like 10 times. So I'm probably going to watch a few of those matches, but I did watch Extreme Rules. Love what they're doing with Kevin Owens. Enjoyed New Day winning the titles. That took me by surprise, but mostly loved bringing in Lesnar in to get that title off of Seth, hopefully killing forever the Becky and Seth cringe fest that we've been subjected to. Now, this is the first step in getting things rolling. You've got Bischoff in SmackDown, you've got Heyman in it at Raw, and now we have a star at the top. He's not going to wrestle every show, but I don't know if it was when I was on the show or he was on this show talking to Mikey Ripwreck about the time we remember that Hogan fought Rusty Brooks on Superstars when we were kids, because it was so rare for Hogan to be on TV. It didn't diminish the title that he wasn't on TV defending it that much. Times have changed, and we got used to seeing champions defend all the time. But I think you can have a star on top and him not defend all the time. We're going to be okay. And when he does appear, it will make things seem like a bigger deal. Now, here's the final piece of the puzzle. And I don't think people are going to like this. But on SmackDown, I think you have to take the title off Kofi immediately. Seth and Kofi are the worst drawing champions of all time. I don't think it's fair to put the entire slide of the WWE on the champions, but I think we need people at the top that people are excited about and that people want to see. Brock is a heel. Brock is someone who's got some resentment. I still think they're going to head towards Brock versus Seth versus Roman. It seems only natural to me as a three-way for the Raw title since the brand extension seems to be no more. But for SmackDown, here's what I want to see. I want to see Kofi do an open challenge and be answered by none other than John Cena. I think we can have John Cena as a part-time star champ of SmackDown, Brock as the part-time star champ of Raw, and then lead somehow to WrestleMania, Brock versus Cena. Maybe unify the championships, maybe don't. But those are the two big stars until they create some others. Now, there are some people who might say we need to elevate some of the younger stars, but it's not there yet. There's a big gap between the top guys and the guys who are up and coming. And I was talking to my son about this, and we were thinking about the one time they had a chance to elevate some guys into that level of cool factor. They blew it. They had CM Punk, they had Truth, and they had Miz. And all three at the time could have been elevated, but they kind of were sacrificed for the Rock and Cena feud. And right now, there's nobody in that position, that higher mid-card position, that are younger, that are ready to take over, that might be the future face of the company. Until we find them, guys, Brock is the answer on Raw. Cena is the answer on SmackDown. I don't know if I'll be able to do another daily tomorrow, so I will see you for the big show, Total Engagement, with Matt Kuhn on Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for this short Monday morning quarterback edition of Total Engagement. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and go to our Facebook page. It's our Total Engagement Facebook page. Get on there and interact with other fans, and also give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Wednesday for the big show.